14th of June, Hilton Hotel Colombo. Participants include Christine, Jonathan, Ranil, Nihal, Sarah, Sumane, Betty, Sukin, Jaran, and Amara.
Because I've just been putting so much effort into...
There is no service trying to do or to understand, but by studying, reading, and hearing, we can see that there are the four Paramattha Dhammas and the and concept only.
Thank you.
Feel free to study, because one should be relaxed when one study with understanding. The understanding cannot trouble anyone at all when it's real understanding. And we can understand the kusala moment, which is different from akusala, because the unpleasant feeling cannot accompany kusala. So whenever there is unpleasant feeling, it can tell us that that is akusala. It's not kusala at all. So we can see the difference in a day.
You'd like everyone to know that although you're really interested in Dhamma, but you consider your knowledge is not so deep, but you are quoting me, I think, is it a Dhammapada verse? Can you say it again?
It says, sabba papasa akarana, sabba papasa, all sins, not do, don't do anything. Sabba papasa akarana, kusalasa upasampada. Could you, Nihal, I think you should be able to better, because his vocabulary is very much better than mine. So, kusalasa, you can you? That is what I believe in, because I think it's simple living that I would say it's appreciated without doing bad things and without getting bad thoughts.
Okay, so I think the verse you quoted is something like, do good, avoid evil. This is the teaching of the Buddha, right? And then on top of that, you would like to say, lead as simple a life as possible.
One more thing I must tell you. Being a born Buddhist, I am really a little ashamed to say that what is being discussed in the emails is, I feel, very deep.
First of all, should we try to understand what kusala really is? Yeah. Is it a reality? Is it a reality? Is it real? Kusala.
It is, yes. My belief is it is a reality.
Yeah. Yes. Can we say that kusala is Dhamma? Because Dhamma is anything which is real.
It is a Dhamma.
So kusala is Dhamma. Does it belong to anyone?
It does not belong to anyone.
So it means that kusala, kusala is anatta, right? Uncontrollable. No one can control. When there are conditions for its arising, it arises. But when there is no for kusala to arise, it cannot arise. So we should know that when Buddha said that there is no being in the absolute sense, but there are Paramattha Dhamma, the absolute realities, which altogether there are four kinds: citta, cetasika, rupa, and nibbana. So if we divide Dhamma into two main categories, one is the reality that cannot experience anything at all. Like sound, it's real, but it cannot experience anything. And hardness and softness also is real, but it cannot experience anything. It doesn't mean that we have to see so that it's real. But even we cannot see it, but it is real. Like sound, it's real. When there is hearing, there must be sound. So any reality which cannot experience is rupa. And the reality or the element which can experience an object is nama. These are quite different, because one cannot experience anything and the other can experience, which means that whenever it arises, it must experience an object. For example, right now, there is whisper whisper object appearing, but to whom? Not to anyone, but to the seeing, the nama, which can see it. It's the same as sound. When sound appears, it means that there must be the reality which hears it. Otherwise, sound cannot appear at all. And when sound appears to hearing, both sound and hearing are absolute realities, because they are so very universal, common to everyone. We don't have to look at the shape and form, because seeing is nama. It doesn't have shape or form at all. Whenever there is seeing, no matter to any shape, it is seeing only. But we can say that a cat sees, or a dog sees, or a human being sees by different shape and form. But when we just talk about the seeing itself, it's not rupa. So it's that element which sees. Whenever there are conditions for seeing to arise, that's why we can understand the meaning of the anattaness of all dharmas, because nobody can control. So when we talk about kusala, when we know that there are four kinds of the absolute truths, the paramattha dharma, citta is not cetasika, because citta is that faculty which can experience an object, only experience. It cannot remember, it cannot feel, it cannot like or dislike. These are the functions of different cetasikas, which are the mental factors which accompany citta. The citta is a conditioned reality, so citta cannot just arise simply by itself. There must be the other element which accompanies them. For example, citta must arise with cetasika. Without cetasika as condition, citta cannot arise. The same as cetasika, it cannot arise without citta. Cetasika cannot arise with the rupa, definitely. And so the cetasika must arise with citta only. So when we talk about kusala, what reality is it? When there are four paramattha dhammas, what kind of reality kusala is? Citta? It must be cetasikas, because citta itself is that which can experience only. Like now at this moment, it sees, not remember, not like, not dislike. These are functions of different cetasikas. So what is kusala by way of the four paramattha dhammas? Cetasika. There are 52 cetasikas. Some are unwholesome and some are unwholesome. And some are common to all cittas, which means that they can arise with akusala citta or kusala citta or kariya citta. I think that when we talk about anything, when we have more understanding, we can see that where are they now? Because it's not just in the book. Citta, cetasika, not in the Tipitaka, but it's now at this moment. When we talk about hearing, when hearing does not arise, we know that at that moment there are different realities, but not hearing itself. So when we talk about anything which is real, it must be at the moment when it appears only. For example, if we say, is sound real? It's real. When? When it arises and appears and is the object of hearing. Then gone completely. Because the meaning of the dukkha in the absolute sense, it means that anything which is conditioned arises and falls away instantly. And this is the noble truth, because it can be experienced only by the developed panya. When panya is not developed, even right now, everything arises and falls away, but it cannot be experienced by avijja or ignorance. That's why when we develop more, because when you talk about the three verses like do not do evil things and do good things, and the last one must be purifying oneself by having more understanding of realities.
Ma'am, I'm having a small question. Now, you said kusala is chetasika. But then what about the kusala sitas, the eight sita we talk of, kusala sita, those are sort of experiences, is it?
Chetasika has to arise with citta.
Right.
So when akusala chetasika arises with citta, that citta is akusala citta.
Okay. Because actually I am having a question related to this area also. Is it okay if I ask it now? Now, if you take a kusala sitta, there are eight vipaka sittas, again eight ahetuka vipaka sittas also.
Excuse me, the 12 akusala citta.
Right.
Can, the 12. Can condition 7 akusala vipaka.
Yeah. 7 akusala.
7. Yeah.
7, which? Then out of 7 ahetuka,
yes,
kusala vipaka.
It's the result of the kusala kamma.
Yeah.
But kusala kamma does not produce only the 8 ahetuka vipaka. It also conditions the 8 mahavipaka as
right.
Well.
Right. My question is, now if you take the akusala sitas, there is no akusala vipaka sita. There is only 8 ahetuka akusala sitas.
There are 15 ahetuka vipaka, right?
Right.
Out 7 are the result of akusala, and 8 are the result of kusala.
Kusala. Yeah. Yeah, my question is, why aren't there akusala vipaka sitas which are not ahetuka?
In kusala there are two kinds, yeah.
But when it comes to akusala, there's only one kind.
Once the karma has been done, it must produce result.
Right.
No matter with hetu or no hetu accompany.
No matter?
No matter hetu or not hetu.
Ahetu.
Yeah, ahetu. Because once the deed has been done, it would bring result for sure.
Right.
We don't have to think that there must be hetu accompany. But for kusala, it needs hetu to become the result of kusala. And also because the kusala kama can produce, for example, the kama vajra kusala can produce 16 vipaka. 8 are ahetuka, no hetu accompany,
yeah.
And 8 must be accompanied by hetu.
Yeah.
So
why is the difference in akusala and kusala?
If we talk about the cause and the result, whenever the cause has been done, no matter kusala or akusala,
right.
It must bring about the kusala, the vipaka.
Right.
So the akusala kamma can condition 7
akusala
vipaka without hetu, and also the kusala kamma condition the 8 vipaka without hetu,
right.
And also 8 with hetu, more than akusala kamma.
Yeah.
Because whatever deeds has been done, it must bring result without hetu first, and for kusala more by having the hetu too.
So is it to say like that the kusala is more powerful of bringing even the kusala vipaka sitas?
I think that it brings more result.
More results.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because for akusala kamma, the person who was born with the akusala vipaka doesn't have many jetasikas accompany, like no panya and no other.
Right.
Sopana jetasika.
Okay. So to do akusala is more easy. Then.
It's nature, the cause and the result. But when it's better cause, it must have better result too.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
I was interested in your comment about the verse from the Dhammapada, about the last line, to purify the mind. Doesn't that just mean Does that mean the same as have more kusala, or is it a particular kind of kusala that's referred to there?
Everyone does good deeds and bad deeds in daily life, every day, right? But is there any moment of purifying citta? It needs panya to purify. It doesn't mean that anyone can purify by the self or by I. So it needs panya. And the teachings of Buddha is the teaching of the enlightened one. So he knew how to eliminate or eradicate defilement completely. Otherwise, one will have good deeds today and bad deeds tomorrow, or the other days too. So it's very important to understand what Buddha taught about panya, or understanding, wisdom. Otherwise, it's not the enlightened one.
So one of the ways that one could practice this is that you check your thought moment it occurs, you first give some signals, and you keep, you train your mind. Suddenly you will realize that you don't get angry that fast. Maybe it may not be that immediately you can come out, completely overcome it, but you may not get that angry fast. So this is some practical thing that I have experienced.
Teachings, it's the teaching of anatta. So we have an idea that we can control the mind and we can have more kusala at will. But the more we understand about Paramatta Dhamma is that we see that they arise by certain conditions and are so anatta. So even though we might like not to have anger or not to have attachment, when there are conditions, it will arise anyway. And usually because we cling so much to ourselves, find ourselves so important, we would like to get rid of anger because it's unpleasant. It's always accompanied by unpleasant feeling. But what about the ignorance at this moment?
Anatta, therefore you have the ability to control. Correct me if I'm wrong, that you have the ability to control your actions. That's because anatta, is that right? Is that what it means?
As I understand, anatta means there's no me, no self. There are only namas and rupas. So what is it that has the ability to control? Because what we think of as being a self or a me is just an illusion. It doesn't exist. There are just these cittas, cetasikas and rupas. So what is controlling?
No, that particular suggestion that I made was in the process of achieving a higher standard, you have to start somewhere.
So I think this immediately brings us into the area of control, because we cannot have less anger unless it's possible to control anger, and yet, if I understand the teaching of anatta correctly, it means that there is no control. So I'm wondering if Ajahn Suchin could say a few words on this, please.
May I ask, what are there at moment of abstaining from killing?
I cannot claim to know it, but what I would think is that when you kill, that you get kind of feeling that you want to kill. I know that to realize that that you are, if you at a very basic stage, it's not on panya, at very basic stage, that the inflicting pain upon something, because you know if somebody kills you, you know that it's painful. So not to inflict pain on somebody.
But no matter who knows or not know anything about Paramatta Dhamma, Paramatta Dhammas must be Paramatta Dhammas. Nobody can change the Paramatta Dhamma to be other thing else at all. So at the moment of killing, there must be citta for sure, and cetasikas as well. Otherwise, there can be no abstaining from killing at all.